Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We run this whole thing. We started, believe it or not, about 10 years ago. It was towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, that I said, you know, I really wanted to have a platform for me to be able to speak and talk about stuff that sometimes people need to hear or want to hear or might be a little bit uncommon or maybe at a slightly higher level. So we decided to do buildingfortunesradio.com. I knew in that process that I couldn't do all my radio shows by myself, so I'd have to seek really great guest hosts. And we've done that over the last 10 years. Well, I'm really super pleased to have a new guest host on Building Fortunes Radio. Right now, as of this recording, we're going to do this radio spot live on Thursdays at noon Eastern. So it's going to be live on Thursdays at noon Eastern. You'll always be able to call into the same phone number, which is 347-237-4097. So that's if you have a phone and you want to call in, you'll be able to do the 347-237-4097 number. And then if you want to listen to this or any of the other radio shows that we do when they're live online, you go to, remember, live plus online, you would go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live or buildingfortunesradio.com/listen. And for this radio show, we made a shortcut. It's going to be buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra. And that's S-A-N-D-R-A. So it's buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra. And the reason for that is because our guest is Sandra Smith. Sandra and I met. She was a customer of ours. I look back in our records. It's been since, like, before 2009, believe it or not. So here we are, 2023. We're still alive, so we made it. You know, that success is showing up. So we made it. And at the time, she was building a home-based business. And then we talked every once in a while, and it was usually those super late-night conversations, like maybe, you know, I don't know, late in the morning, early in the evening, whatever it might have been. It was like super-duper late, very involved, and it was almost like even though we never physically met, it's almost like we have a kindred spirit. So I always enjoyed those conversations. She called me up recently. She's moved from where she was to where she is, and that's usually what happens when you move. You go from where you were to where you are now. So she is where she is now, but she's also decided that she's going to be a holistic health coach. And I love that because she's got a great spirit. Now she's going to be able to help your great mind and body. And I'm just really super excited about this. So we're going to have a series of these radio shows, hopefully forever, as we build lots of really cool things together. So when she told me what she was doing, she says, you know, how do I kind of get some stuff off the ground, building a website, all that sort of stuff. I said, well, the first thing we want to do is people have to know who you are. So let's do some radio shows. And like I said, she's got a great spirit, so I'm enjoying doing this as well. Plus, for me, we're at the beginning of the year, and it's always great to have a new guy, if you will, at the beginning of the year because it kind of reminds me of all the things that I need to do for the rest of the year. So I'm going to take advantage of this as well, take advantage in the best possible ways that you could use that word. So having said that, Sandra Smith, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter, and it is great. I looked yesterday also way back at some emails. We go back almost 14 years. It'll be 14 years this year, so
wow.
This is exciting.
That's good. And for people like my wife and my daughter that don't think I could have a long-lasting relationship with a woman. There we go.
With a business partner?
That's right, exactly. I said, like, I got lots of women friends. I think it's you. So for my daughter and my wife listening in, I think it's you. And now I'm raising my granddaughter as well. So there's three women that completely don't think I can have a conversation with a woman, but that's a totally different story. So let's find out a little bit about your background. So when we started back in 2009 or whatever it might have been, you were doing something, and what are you doing now? Or so start off with the something and then start off with the now.
Well, the something was wellness. I had joined with my son, who is an executive with a wellness company, and he had learned of a health issue that I had and presented me with some alternative approaches to my recovery. And so even before that, though, I had turned the corner on the whole notion of wellness. I've been coaching for well over 30 years, but I was a business coach. Coaching is coaching, I understand that. But I have come full circle in from the place of the mind where business coaches coach from and the people who they're coaching come from, all the way to the body and the spirit that supports the body. And so now my focus is on whole body coaching, that's holistic health and wellness coaching. And as I said, you know, I've been coaching for over 30 years, and that also includes my family, retired Army wife, three kids, three grandkids, and that move that you referred to was from one state to the state that we're in now so that we could be near our grandchildren and watch them grow up. That's part of the wellness that we all need to experience as far as family is concerned. And it de-stressed me from thinking about them all of the time. And that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about today, the concept of caring for oneself, self-care, and how that could be increasing or decreasing our stress. So there we go.
Excellent. Okay, good. So in reference to becoming a holistic health coach, a lot of people may be familiar with health coaching or coaching, but what is it that made you decide to be a holistic health coach? And maybe you can give us a definition of what that is for those people that may think they know what it means, but may not really know what it means.
Okay. The root word is whole, and it is whole body coaching. In fact, I just recently went through this awesome program, and I love the name of it. It is called the Hollow Body Certification Program through Mind Valley, which is an awesome organization also. But holistic is whole body. So I coach toward the mind, mindset, establishing a mindset. I coach toward the body, learning to communicate with your body through body talk. That's really cool and incredibly a wonderful experience to learn body talk. Because of body talk, I'm here today. Because if you learn to be aware of your body and listen to your body, it will speak to you. Those little things that you feel here or there, and even if it's not a feeling, sometimes it's the mind where you think that something isn't quite right. And then it's the spirit man, the part you can't see. You can't see the mind, you can see the body, but the part that supports us and gives us our moral compass, the spirit man. So those are the three components of holistic wellness, whether it's coaching or practicing whatever form of medicine that a doctor is practicing. Holistic is whole body.
Excellent. Okay, good. So there's, you know, I've been involved in working with people my whole entire adult life. When I was out of college, I broke my mom's heart by not becoming a medical doctor. So I have a little bit of a science background. I was a biology and a chemistry major over in my, you know, first four-year degree. And then I decided that for the wrong reasons that I probably shouldn't be a doctor. Actually, I think it was the right reasons for me, but the wrong reasons. Somebody probably could have talked me into it. But the reality is I had a little bit of a background there. And then when I broke my mom's heart, I sold vacuum cleaners and a management training program with a company called Electrolux, which is something that most people would have considered a scam. Like, oh, no, nobody ever does it. Nobody ever works it, blah, blah, blah. And I eventually grew myself up into running 96 different offices as an area vice president. So I was that exception to the rule. And part of the reason was I just did what I was told. But in the process of training people, there's a little bit of a long-winded way of saying how to come up with a lot of different philosophies. So here's one in reference to what you do. I've learned, so here we go, like this is one of the posters you can put up as far as Peter Mingles, that in the areas where I need to be an expert, I know just enough information to really hurt myself. So I'll say it again, and I'll give you an example. In the areas where I need to be an expert, I know just enough to be able to really hurt myself. So I'll use a bad example. In the areas of, oh, I think I might be able to fix that car. You know, what's this wire? You know, so I know how to open the hood. You know, I know how to open the hood. I know where the sound might be coming from. I might even know a lot about cars, but I'm not an expert. And by moving that wire around or by replacing it with the wrong one, I could really hurt myself. And if there's one thing that I've learned in reference to the whole human mind, body, soul thing, is I know a lot of stuff, but in the areas where I need to be an expert, I will always go to someone that knows way more than I do. Because like I just said, I know enough to really hurt myself. So that's kind of like, you know, to use a simplified example, the guy that knows how to use a drill, you know, knows how to plug it in and turn it on and change the bits. And when he goes to drill something, he drills through the kitchen cabinet. You know, it's like, oh, shoot, I really shouldn't have done this on my own. I really should have called somebody else. So could you give us some examples of why people want to use an expert like yourself as a holistic coach? Because there might be a lot of people that are kind of malpracticing themselves. So I don't know if you want to do that. I don't know if you want to do that now or you want to do that after the commercial. Maybe we should take a commercial break first and then I'll let you cover that, because that's going to take a little time. That's going to take a little time. So we'll take a little commercial break. I talked myself into it. We're here with Sandra Smith.
Okay.
If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. Here we go. I pushed the button and it's not playing. Let's go see. Guess what?
Oops.
A little bit of inside baseball for those people listening in. I have some guys from the city doing some work on my front yard. Not my front yard, the whole block. They're putting swales in, which means they're digging out old stuff and putting in new stuff. And I asked them, I said, hey, I'm doing a radio show. Make sure you don't cut my cable line. I pushed the button, and I think they probably did. So we're still live. But I can't do a commercial break. So just imagine I did a commercial. So back to you, Sandra. Tell us why you shouldn't probably diagnose yourself if you're me.
Well, I think that was a very good point that you made. And I will just use that as an analogy in terms of the things that we know. Everything we know, we learned from reading or listening or studying something, a book, or now we are learning everything from the internet. You can Google anything. And so when you find yourself wanting to drill that hole and you think, I mean, you have a drill and you know what to do with the drill, you do know that. But whether there's a cable behind it or a joist or something behind it, what you need to do is to get the right resource to help you drill the hole or get someone else to do it. So what a coach does not do show and tell. So, and we're not consultants, we're not medical practitioners, but when you think of a coach and the need for a coach, think of a team. Think of a football team. I'm a football mom. Think of a team that doesn't have someone guiding all of those participants, all of those members in the right direction. They all may be doing different things, but the coach is the one who directs you to where you need to be and where you need to go, and everybody needs a coach. Just like everyone needs a mother or someone to mother them, or a father or someone to father them, they need someone to just help guide them and steer them. One thing I've learned is that most people have the answers, especially in interpersonal coaching and wellness coaching. We have the answers somewhere in us. We don't know how to get them out. Coaches help people get to their deep-rooted, deep-seated answers. Everyone needs a coach.
Excellent. Okay, good. So I can't wait to have you do our radio shows, because we're going to be able to take advantage of all the things you've learned and then other topics as well, because, you know, you've been on the planet for a long time as well. So we talk a lot about anything we want to, but we'll talk a lot about health and nutrition. I'm going to see this. I am going to try one more time to see if maybe it's just an internet blip. We're going to run that commercial. We'll edit some of this stuff out. Let's see if this works. Nope. So, like, here's a great example.
That's okay. That's okay. There, you know, many things.
Well, you know,
no
problem. Yeah, there's no problem with that. So the one thing that I think is most important about a coach, and the reason why I'm using this as an example, is because, you know, I was thinking about the radio show and, you know, the possibility of what's going to happen on what day. And, you know, when we talk about manifesting stuff, think about this. You and I talked about doing this radio show on Monday or Tuesday. This radio show was set up for noon. I knew the guys were doing the swales outside. It's been 20-somewhat years since they've done the swales. I knew I wanted to have this radio show go off without a hitch. And I did everything right, meaning set up the right way, called in the right way, walked outside, talked to the guys with the reflector vests on, asked them not to do something. And even still, the guys paint the stuff in the yard. I don't hear the truck going. So now I'm going to suggest this. Ready? Unless I know all the variables, any conclusion I draw is probably wrong. So here's what I mean by that. And this is the reason why you need coaching, is because I pushed the button and it didn't play and it's connected to the internet. So it would be real common for those people to think, adding up all the things that I just said, that it was probably the guys outside. And I would say, you know, if you weren't here and you didn't have ears, I would agree with you. But I don't hear any machines outside that could have cut the line, so it's probably something else. And that's what a coach does. A coach helps you work through all of these things, so you do as much as you possibly can in advance. And then they also help you not draw the wrong conclusions. Because at this point, I don't know. It could be I'm in Florida. It could be some old guy driving into a canal that knocked off a cable box somewhere else. It happens all the time. So the reality is that's why you really do need a coach. And if you have one, whatever you pay them is going to be minuscule as long as you have something to apply it to. So if you're building a business, working on your life, helping other people, as long as you don't keep it a secret or never apply it, you're always going to get a better benefit. So I just want to sprinkle that in.
You're absolutely right. If there's no value perceived or real, then that you're in the wrong relationship as far as having a coach is concerned. One thing I want you to consider, too, Peter, is consider excellence versus perfection. I know you're a perfectionist, and you had planned this to a T, and it was to come off perfectly. However, life decided that that was not going to be the case. So I know you not to be the kind of person who obsesses about, you know, making mistakes or anything like that, and you don't hold.
Yeah, this is small stuff. This goes to this other thing, and I'm glad we're kind of on this track because we're talking about stuff that we'll talk about during the regular radio shows. You know, my mentor, who was also my boss, his name was Ron DeSantis, not the Ron DeSantis that's the governor of Florida. It was a guy named Ron DeSantis who was in New York. But he would intimidate me. And when I say he would intimidate me, besides, you know, the possibility of firing me, the intimidation would be is, like, well, what were you thinking was going to happen? You know, he could say things like that. Or he'd say, well, like, I'm going to mention, we're running a home-based business. So I know you're probably working from home. I've always worked from home since I've been down here from Florida. I did that by design. So he would say to me, well, what would you expect if you're doing a radio show from home? You'd expect to hear dogs barking. You'd expect to hear, you know, noises in the background. You might even have somebody interrupt you because you're in your home, which is also their home too. So what would you expect? And then I'd start saying, well, yeah, you're kind of right, and blah, blah, blah. And then he'd say, so what is it about you that makes you forget that all the time? I'm like, okay, Ronnie, I get it. So I'm going to basically use, like you say, I plan and work for excellence and sometimes even perfection, but I expect incompetence and imperfection. So these are things that are just rolling off my tongue for the very first time. I mean, this is a lifestyle. We live this stuff.
Is really cool, too, because what you strive for is really what you get. And what you want to strive for is to be your best, not the best. We're not striving to be the best, but your best. And that's what you do, and that's why I came back to you for marketing.
And think of this. So this is either strangely coincidental or somewhat prophetic. I manifested this. You know what I mean? Like, I said, I need to make sure that this goes perfect. I got the swale guys over here. I got the cable guys over here. I got the blah, 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 blah. It's going to happen at 12 noon Eastern time on this specific day. And because I was so focused on that, it happened. So
that's right.
It happened. And the key is, and it could be completely coincidental. So just remember that. I agree, completely coincidental. It could be somewhat accidental. It could be anything like that. But also, I believe there's an element of fate and by design and by focusing on it and all of that sort of stuff. And even though I wanted it to go the right way, I was sending the signal to the universe will say, hey, at this time, you got to be doing my swales. They forgot you shouldn't be doing my swales. They heard the word swales. They're not really good with verbs like should or should not. So, like, oh, crap. if that's a verb, you know, should be doing, should be, whatever. It's probably an adjective. It's been a long time since I've been in college or school. So the reality, and I sucked at English, just so you know. So when I come to writing, I let other people do it. But the reality is that this is one of the reasons why I think you really need a good coach, because you got to kind of work this stuff out. But you also need somebody who's kind of grounded. You know, you could say, well, you sit there in your crystal ball and you chant, but I don't think you're a crystal ball and chanting kind of incense kind of a person. I think you're going to...
No.
I think you're more...
No, I'm a real-time person, real life.
Yeah, I think you're more logical.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the process of doing this, you have a website that's being built. I put together...
Hold on to health.
Yep. Okay, good. Holdontohealth.com?
Com. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yes.
So tell us why you chose that, and tell us why the name and the theme.
I chose Hold On to Health because I see too many people that have experienced too many people hanging on, just hanging on to dear life, or hanging on to whatever it is they're hanging on to their health maintenance. And so for me, my experience has shown me that hanging on is not good enough. It really isn't. I needed to learn to embrace and hold tightly onto the things that keep me healthy. And so holding on to health is something that is really critical. And I had woke up a couple of weeks ago, well, a couple of months ago, and I had this very vivid picture of an orchard, fruit trees. And at that time, I was deep in a study of holistic wellness. And what I saw was all of the different components of wellness, the things that we need to hold on to, hanging from that tree. And so that went into developing my logo, which is low-hanging fruit, because everything is there. All we have to do is reach for it. We know that we need to have diagnostic exams and tests made. We need to have our eyes examined. We need to have our breasts examined. We need to have our prostates examined. We need to do those kinds of things, and those things are holding on, helping us hold on to health. So that's kind of what went into that.
Excellent. So holdontohealth.com is going to be the website. It's the domain name's been bought. The if you're listening live and you go there's nothing there right now because the website's being built. We know websites are never completely built, but it's going to be built. I'm not worried about time frames when it comes to programmers because sometimes that just doesn't happen. That's showing levels of competence versus incompetence. If you ever string together deadline and programmers, you're incompetent. Not they are. They just that's the way they are. So like when you're dealing with programmers, like that's another story. We can have a whole radio show on that. But what I did was I said, okay, well that's fine. Let's get something started. So I put together. I'm a .news guy. .news meaning the domain name .news. So we own MLM.news, I own Peter.news, and a whole bunch of other ones as well. So I said, I wonder if Sandra.news is available. So I grabbed it. I grabbed it as I was planning on Sandra's future. I was pleasantly saying, you know, we didn't even settle on the final things about this. We just sparked an idea of a casual conversation. Maybe we should do something. And it was over the weekend. I told her I would start looking at the different things. And I said, that's it. I'm going to buy the domain name. I'll set it up. We put a countdown on it. I just chose a random, arbitrary, far in the distance date. But we'll be able to use Sandra.news, number one, because it's easy to spell. Number two is because she could use the email address, Sandra@Sandra.news. And Sandra's S-A-N-D-R-A, just in case my accent kind of gets in the way. But it's Sandra@Sandra.news will be an email address. She'll be able to email her, and then she'll be able to interview different people. She'll host this show sometimes with me, sometimes on her own. It's going to be just like a really great thing. So I'm looking forward to what we're going to be able to create. So on what's today's date? January 19th. We'll put a time and a date on it. January 19th, 2023, we did our first radio show as Hold On to Health. We've done previous radio shows, so you'll be able to hear those as well. You'll learn a little bit more about her background, her family, all that sort of stuff. And then certainly all the things that, if you apply them to yourselves and people you love, can really make a big difference in your world. And that's why we're here, right? I mean, I'll let you wrap it up. About a minute or so. I'll let you wrap it up for your first radio show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One of the things that is really important is in knowing our capacity to realize that whatever we decide to do in life and health and wherever it is, that that's going to shift. Whatever our decisions are, because life is dynamic, things are going to change and they're going to shift. And so one of the focuses that I'll have in the future is on talking about stress, because stress can make you sick. Stress can be good to some point, but the most important thing to know is that stress is something that we can conduct, we can control. We will be talking about that in the future, but be patient. Be patient with yourself, not patient with me for bringing this to you, because it's on the way in just a few short weeks. We'll be off and running, and this is a rebuild of the website. And so just being patient with yourself helps de-stress you. And does Peter sound like he's stressed? A little, but not really, because he has that perfectionist mentality, and so do I. We know that we have to power down, step back, and be patient. And that's really the note that I want to end on.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. You'll be able to go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Peter?